Hello everyone, today is July 3rd and it's about 12:30. Glad to be able to be with you today and to have a message from God's Word. Scripture I want to use today is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. It says, "Now all these things happened unto them for an example, that they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." Heavenly Father, as we thank you for your word, apply it to our hearts, help us to understand and see how we fit into your plan. And we love you, Lord, and thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In the study here is about testimony. A testimony, and when I was younger, and we would have a testimony meeting, sometimes we'd have several churches together, and they would have testimony time, and it would be just like, the testimony was just be like going to church. They would have different churches, and we'd have testimonies from different people, and it was just really an amazing event. One guy that come from another church, he would walk around the church and testify as he walked around. And that, as I was young, only 12 or 13 years old, that was kind of a scary thing because he was a big guy. He had been a professional wrestler. And just to this day, I remember that testimony time was something in different than anything else. And I hope that our testimony that we have for the Lord is different than any other part of the service. It's something that you have as something very personal. Now, if you don't have a testimony, then you aren't believing God. That is one thing I am very sure. If you believe God and believe what God has done, you have a testimony. That's what He has done. But if He hasn't done anything for you, that is, to me, part of unbelief. You may not believe it, you may not like it, you may not think that's the way it is, but it is. And I, as I think these things were done, says in that verse that we read, these things happened unto them for an example for us, the Christian believer. Paul was writing to the Jews, but he was writing to the Jews that were saved. And the Jews that were saved were out testifying to the Greeks that were there. And he says, these things happened. And in verses chapter 1, these things happened unto these people, and they knew that they were God's people because God had taken them out of Egypt. He walked them across the desert, and they were baptized. It says that cloud covered them in the daytime, and the fire by night gave them light. They could travel. He sent them water when they needed it, when they asked for it. He sent them things that they asked for, but they still were not happy with the Lord. And this is one thing about a testimony. I believe when we give a testimony that we're happy with what God has given us. I have a testimony that I dearly beloved my testimony. So there's a difference in people. And we can discover this difference in people by looking at what they are. There's a once-born person who has been born into this world and come in by the mother's birth, and there's a twice-born person who comes in by believing Jesus Christ. That's the only way I can really clearly differentiate from whom I'm talking to. The once born does not understand spiritual things. He never will understand spiritual things until they get saved, until the Word of God is something more than just a book. And so from these things, I think that, you know, a few weeks ago we had a study about Enoch, and he was visiting with God, and God took him. It says God took him. He took him as a journey, like a journey to God's home. And God, in Christ, we have ask Christ to be our Savior, He is taking us on a journey, a spiritual journey. Every day we walk with Him and we get closer to heaven. We get closer, we can ask Him, what's heaven going to be like? He says, well, just walk with me and I'll enlighten you. And that's what I'm looking for today, that as we walk with Christ, that we're enlightened just a little better than we've ever been before. Our hearts are just a little closer to God than they were yesterday. Our hearts are more in tune with Him, and our hearts are desiring to be closer to Him, desiring to know more about heaven, desiring to know about our place that God has for us. We get real excited about the things that we have here on this earth. Maybe we're building something new. Maybe it's a cottage. Maybe it's a cabin. Maybe it's a new house. But we get all excited about that. And we're looking forward to us completed. And so on our journey, let us think about what God has in store for us. Let us think about the things that we know already. And because we find that the children of Israel, God told them, I'm taking you to the promised land, a land that flows with milk and honey, as He delivered them out of Egypt and took them across the desert. And this was in their minds that they had this promise that God was taking them to this place, and they got very sinful, and they got followed sinful ways. And God is telling us here that this going over these things, and I'm telling you about these things, and He says this is an example for the Christians today. Don't get like and don't be like them Israelite people. Now, the Israelite people are still God's chosen ones. They're still the children of God. They're still called that. But He says, you are all baptized in a cloud, and all the same the food and the water and the rock that followed them. And He says, but many of you, many of them were, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now that shows me some things that God, when He is displeased, even with His children, there is going to be some kind of judgment. There is going to be something that's there. I think as what we have in our day and age today is a lot of delinquent children that are out doing what they want to do and are causing a lot of havoc wherever they are found because they're rebellious. And when rebellion gets in, it's a terrible thing. And I think that the only place that rebellion can be conquered and rebellion can be changed is in the heart of a young one, in the heart of a baby, in the heart of a young child that loves their father, loves their mother. And when their father and mother tells them something when they're young, and it trains them in that way, they talk about it, they ask questions about it, they see the father and the mother walking in that way that's pleasing to God, then we find that there's a difference because you're training them in the Word of God. And when that comes, and then when they mature, they will be just like the father and the mother. They won't know any difference because they've been trained in the Word of God. And they'll tell them what is the Word of God, and they will be obedient to that sign. But it says here, because of that, these things, and it's two times in this chapter right here, God warns them. He says, these things were for our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. These warnings, God give us this warning here to say that you know what is right. And the way you know what is right is by reading God's Word. Do you believe in God? That's one of the first things, one of the first commandments. Do you believe in God? And if you believe in God, then you can say, then God is my God. And I am going to be true to Him. But if you don't believe, if anybody is listening to me today, and they don't believe that God, in God, they don't believe, the Bible says that we have one God and we should worship Him. If you don't believe that, then you are one of these people who are called once born. You're once born. You don't believe. And there's a lot of people in the world that are just like you if you don't believe. But if you believe, then you're in a start of training in believing. If you believe there's one God, then you believe the Ten Commandments are part of God's Word. You believe the Beatitudes in Jesus' ministry in the book of Matthew are part of God's things for us. And there's so many things that we need to look at and we can look at that we should be looking at rather than things of the world and asking somebody else how I should act or listening to things that are not absolutely right. And so we find the difference between the once born and the twice born are animosity. If you talk to somebody about the Lord and they don't believe, there is an animosity there. They make fun, they listen, and they are not interested. They have no desire to listen to what you have to say. The once born will always be an opposite of what you are, and they are going to be opposite, especially about God. And this is where the difference lies in this world today. Things are lost in as far as the spiritual ways of God to the rest of the world. We think the United States is a Christian country, and there's a lot of people don't want to, even in this country, they don't want to be called Christian. They don't want to be called Christians because they have no use for it. It is not something that they are interested in. And so the twice born have problems with the once born. And the once born is there's a hostility. And there's things in that once born like tearing down the Ten Commandments, like calling things, the spiritual things, unnecessary. About training their children, they call that unnecessary. But it is a very necessary thing. One of the things that I wanted to do when I first got saved was to know the Word of God. And it took me years to find different ways that I could remember. But one of the things that I got in my heart is when I had children, that I wanted them to know the right way. And the only way that I could tell them the right way, I had to study and I had to work at it. And all of a sudden, God informed me that I got to start living it. And I got to start living it before my children will believe it. And this is a part of the Christian today. If you're not living it, then you're not going to be teaching your children that. So that's a part of that testimony. That's part of that journey that you're taking with Christ to learn the right way, to learn the way that is pleasing to God. And your heart will be blessed and your life will be a testimony. And you won't have to say much about your testimony because you get up and you may have a testimony in church. But when you get up and you walk away out of that church, you walk away out of that church, people are looking at you. And whatever you're doing from that time on, that is your testimony. That's the testimony people's going to say that I believe what you're doing, not what you're saying. So let us be doing the right thing and get away from that fear of what people are going to say about our life, because that causes us to back off from teaching our children what is right. And we want to know them to know what is right. Because he says that they were evil, evil things. They did evil things. He says, neither ye be ye idolaters as some of them, if as it is written, a people sat down to eat and to drink and rose again to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. There God judged. You can see something happens to Christian people when they are not following God. When they say they are and they go out and do some sinful thing, you wonder what happened to them Christian people. You wonder what happened to them brothers and sisters that maybe were in the church and you thought maybe they were following God. But another way, God sorts them out. He gives us a number right here, 23,000. He says there was that many. He knew exactly who the ones that had done the sin. It says, neither let us tempt Christ as some of them have also tempted and were destroyed by the serpents. Some were tempting God. and saying, can you give us water out here in the desert? They told him, he says, we're going to stone you. And Moses went to God, and God said, I don't know what to do with these people because they're going to stone me. And God said, let me take care of that. And so it says that the serpents were sent to destroy them. And as they were going around, these serpents appeared all of a sudden and started biting them, and they were dying. So they came to Moses and they said, what can we do for these serpents? Moses went to God, and God said, make a sign for them, and if they look at that sign, then they will be saved. And then we find that God destroyed a certain amount of them, and so the serpents destroyed these. Neither murmured, as some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Murmuring is one of the terrible sins that has ever invaded mankind. It's a sin that everybody seems to want to do. You got something you know and you want to talk about it, and people say that is not the way things should be in church. They want to change the things in church. One of the biggest things that's hurt the churches in my day is change. The change that's been put in there. The change that has affected us as Christians. The things that people come in and maybe not even be church members, but they want to change. And so as I think about these things, I want to remember these things in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians. Be aware that when these are examples for us. Another example is at the end of the communion service, he says, tell them he says, for as often as you drink this drink and this cup, you do it till the Lord comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Christ. So he says, let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Examine yourself before you do spiritual things, because you want to be walking in the confidence that God is pleased with what you're doing. Thank you. Love you, people. Amen.